Hey, we're so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Biggie Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. Would love for you to connect with us online at Twitter at eRadioSports. You always can check out our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com. Talk to me about, let's shift gears here. Talk to me about the Portland Trail Blazers. They have played very well as of late. I know they had the big road trip and they took a couple losses, but overall, what can they do?
Well, you know, when they lost West, that was huge. Luckily for them, they had a follow. Follow was a great, great pickup. You got a guy that replaces Wes Matthews that has been the starter most of his career. You know, Portland's that team in the West that nobody really talks about, that no one seems to, like, have super respect for or fear of. But they're going to get a high seed, and they're consistent in their winning. And then you get to the playoffs, and you're like, well, Damian Lillard and LaMarcus are a pretty good 1-2 tandem. Everybody else does what they need to do. I think on surface, a lot of teams will quickly say, yeah, that's the team we want in the playoffs, but I don't know. They're really good. Lopez allows LaMarcus to flourish at the power forward spot. Batum is kind of waking up. He had a slow start. So they're certainly a dangerous team, and you know how LaMarcus is dangerous offensively and how dangerous the Oakland boy, Damian Lillard, is in the clutch, too. So Portland is not a team to sleep on.
Well, and you got to credit head coach Terry Stotts. I mean, he really has transformed the Trailblazers into an elite defensive team. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, getting Lopez helped. You know, Flalo's a good defender. Dame really pushes it. So that's kind of an identity. But I'm glad you mentioned them because they're a team that, I mean, I'm to blame for it as well, but they're a team that doesn't really get talked about much. They're not the sexy team. But they do have, you know, some swag to them and some fun to them. And I think they're a more fun team to watch than giving credit. I wish they were on people got to see them more.
Yahoo Sports NBA writer Mark Spears with us tonight at YSR. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about the MVP race. I know you're a Cali boy, so I'm going to assume that you got Curry at the forefront.
Well, I mean, just because I live here doesn't mean I'm a pick 'em.
Okay.
I would say right now he is a front runner because I just, you know, I've been impressed what he's done, the whole body of work, and that's how I vote. I vote the whole body of work. So if somebody's missed a lot of games to injury, it's really hard for me to push them to MVP, and that's not their fault that they were hurt, but to me that plays a role in everything. I don't think that the Rockets record is as good without Dwight as people think. That's not to say that Harden hasn't had a fantastic season, and I think he is Steph's biggest competition. You know, I think LeBron and Kyrie are basically going to cancel each other out. You can't have two MVP candidates on one team and have success with that. And then with Anthony Davis and, you know, Westbrook, you got two guys that we may not know who makes the postseason until the last game of the regular season. So I think it's going to be hard for people to vote for one of those two guys. You can't vote for a guy that's not in the playoffs. So that brings me back to Harden and Curry. And, you know, I actually picked the Warriors to win it. You know, we'll see what happens. But most of the people didn't have this kind of high expectations for the Warriors. And I think for Steph, it's kind of unfair to even look at, like, points per game, even though he has a strong points per game, because he sits out a lot of fourth quarters because they're beating up on teams. But he's the best player on the best team in the league. Had a great season. I think right now I'm probably leaning in that direction, regardless of whether my zip code was 94607 or 90210 or 70058. Which I think it was, the 0020, I think, when I was in Boston.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, it's not just about the individual stats. I mean, who is leading their team? And you're talking about Curry. I mean, the best record in franchise history. I mean, he's just done an amazing job.
Yeah, no, he's a joy to watch. great guy to boot. I've really been impressed with seeing his growth because I was in the Bay Area when he arrived, and you know he was second fiddle to Monte Ellis. This wasn't his team, and he patiently awaited his time. And you know when Monte left, it allowed him to be who he is now, and he's continued to work on his game and gotten better. I mean, his dribbling skills now are like the Globetrotters. He's like Curly Neal out there. I really like, there are certain guys, like, I'm blessed to have a credential where I could go to all the games for free and work. But if I had to pay, he'd probably be one of five guys that I would pay money to go watch.
Only got about 60 seconds with Mark Spears. Yahoo Sports NBA writer does an outstanding job. In fact, one of his recent posts that he just retweeted on his Twitter was talking about some of the top NBA prospects in the NCAA tournament. Give us a quick hit.
Yeah, Karl Anthony Towns is the number one. There's so much he could do. Unbelievable team.
What's his best trait?
What's that?
What's his best trait?
He could do everything. There's nothing he can't do. Okafor is number two from Duke. Just a big center. I think he'll be better in the NBA. And right now I got number three, Russell, guard from Ohio State. But Karl Anthony Towns, I think he has a chance to be a KG-like special player.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting NBA draft, no doubt about that, and it will be here before we know it. Mark, it's always a pleasure. We definitely wanted to carve out enough time and have you on for two segments. I really enjoy your work, and we sincerely appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Mark.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for those words.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight as Hour 2 rolls on right here at YSR.